Hello, welcome back to the Eight Pillars podcast. I'm Kate, and today we are discussing four ways to protect your peace. So I'm really talking like spiritual, mental peace, and I'm just going to get right into it because I also just recorded another episode. So we're going back to back right now. So excuse me if I'm a little all over the place because I just talked about something completely different, but we're jumping right into the next thing right now. So the first way to protect your peace is, this is going to sound so cringy and so much like all of those motivational videos that you hear, but it really is true, and I'll elaborate. Make your plans in private, show results in public. So how many other people have been culprits of oversharing things? And then maybe you overshare too soon, something doesn't end up happening, you're like, dang, I shouldn't have told people about that. I know a lot of times I'll see, like, with girls, they'll like tell their friends about a relationship and then be like, dang, I shouldn't have told anybody about that because then it ended. It's not that you telling them made it end, but sometimes I think there is like power in just for yourself, keeping things kind of close to your chest and a little bit more sacred. I feel like it makes it more sacred to keep something special to you close to your chest until you're at a place with it that you feel comfortable to share. And I know that can be hard, but even with like business ventures, if you have something that you're working on, you don't need to tell everybody about it when you're in the planning process of it. And the reason that I think that, besides it just like not ending up working out, I think that when it comes to like manifestation and energy, I'm a big believer in all of this. It's hard to know that everybody is a true, true supporter of you. So if you're sharing things that are really special and important to you with somebody, and somebody that maybe is your friend, but isn't actually that genuine of a supporter for you, maybe there's like some secret animosity. I don't mean to make anybody like anxious or like questioning people, like not at all, but you never really know. And if you're so willing to share things that are special to you with other people, like especially in the early planning phases, other people's energy can mess with that. And I'm a very big believer in that. Like if you share too much to the wrong people, then their energy, like they might leave there and be like, I hope that that doesn't go that well for her. I hope she doesn't get that job. You know, could mess. I don't want to say it will mess with the outcome, but I do believe that people's energy matters. That's why I think, like, I obviously am religious. I believe in God. So when I pray for somebody who's sick or somebody who's going through something, I do believe that my positive, even just like besides take God out of it, my positive wishes for them, I do think has a positive impact on those other people. If I didn't think that, I wouldn't pray for people. So even taking God out of it, if you just believe in spirituality, you believe in a higher power, the universe, whatever, having somebody in your thoughts in a positive way, I think will impact them in a positive way. So I think the same goes for negative thoughts. If somebody's just like constantly preying on your downfall and they know every little detail of what you're doing, then I don't think that's the best energy for you. So just keep things, like, I'm not saying that anybody who's preying on your downfall is going to be the reason that things don't work out for you, because I don't believe that it works like that. But I'm just saying, if something's special to you and you're just getting started with it, no need to share. Just show everybody what's going on once it's out there, you know, once you have the results, once it's a success, like then you can start sharing more about it. I've made that mistake for sure many times in the past, and it can be in the form of relationships, jobs, maybe an apartment that you're really excited for. You told a bunch of people and then you didn't end up getting it. With jobs especially, like when I went through the job process, I kept seeing videos saying like, don't even for a second start talking about this job with excitement until you have the letter like that it's yours. So I do kind of believe in that stuff now. So just something to think about. Protect your energy, protect what you're sharing with other people. You can show what you're excited about once it's out there, once it's a success and once you have the results. So I think another thing kind of going along with this is it's also good for your own focus to just not share a ton of details with people about what you're doing, because it kind of keeps, I feel like there's also a power to keeping the momentum of something you're working on or working towards with yourself. Like when you have your own little thing that you're constantly trying to grow or build at, it keeps you a little bit more focused when there's not like so many people involved. Because then if you go and you tell somebody something that you're working on or something that like a new relationship, then you're kind of, you have to answer to a lot of people about it, like the progress of it when you go and see those people. So I feel like it helps to just be a lot more focused on what you're working on and produce better results when you just keep it to yourself. Like, you don't have to constantly be updating people or telling people how it goes because you just don't share anything with anybody until it's pretty much done. Okay, moving on to tip number two. So focus on learning and developing yourself and your interest rather than being more likable. So I've talked a lot about this in my authenticity episode, but I think one of the biggest ways for us to protect our peace is to stop viewing every interaction, social interaction with other people, like an opportunity to be more liked by them, and instead view every opportunity socially or by yourself as an opportunity to like yourself more and grow your interests more. Because when you grow your perception of yourself and how much you like yourself, then you're just going to build your confidence and your sureness of yourself and everything you got going on in your life. So other people's energy and other people's opinions or anything that's going on in other people's lives is not going to affect you. Like, you're not going to see Stacy get a new job and be so jealous that she got this crazy new job or this new apartment. You're not going to be jealous of that if you're caught up in all of your different interests and things that you have going on in your life. I've talked about it before too. I like to think about self-improvement and like focusing on your own interests and growing those as like building your resume and your like repertoire of everything that you have to offer, whether it be to a romantic relationship or to a friendship or to a job, doing all of these little things, even as simple as waking up and going to your yoga class or doing your meditation. These are all things that are adding to your own personal skills. And the bigger your list gets and the more focus you have on all the things on your list, the less you're going to care about all the outside noise and the less you're going to care about what other people got going on. And that will in turn protect your peace. And once again, protect your focus on things that actually matter, not what other people are doing or what other people are thinking about what you're doing. So let's just not think about how likable we can be to other people, and let's think about how much we can like ourselves. Like, would you be interested in you if you just met you and you sat down at dinner and you started talking about all the things that you like? Would you be interested in you? I think that's a great question that we can all ask ourselves. And if you think, I'm not that interesting, like, I pretty much just have a few shows that I like and I go and I hang out with my friends on the weekend, I'm not saying that makes anybody boring, not at all. But think about how interesting it would be if you had a bunch of other little things that you like to work at. Just ask yourself if you would be interested in you. I feel like that's the best way to go about it. Okay, tip number three. Don't give your energy to others to the point where you have nothing left for yourself. This is another great way to protect your peace. So it's great to be a good friend and it's great to be able to give to your friends. But I feel like, especially at this age, it's a great time for us to really start reflecting on our friendships and the amount that we are receiving in turn for the energy that we are giving out. If you are constantly the friend that's asking your other friends to hang out and they are never reciprocating, or if you're always the one who's like, yeah, I'll drive, like, yeah, I'll get us coffees, like, I don't know, just any little thing where you're always the one to do the nice things for them, ask yourself if you're even sometimes getting that in return, because it does get to a point where you could be doing better things with your time or investing in better friendships that actually are more mutually supportive than the friendships that are not reciprocating as much as you are giving out. Because if you are a very giving person and you really like to help people and you like to be that person that's going above and beyond, that's great. But if you're truly getting like none of the same energy back, then there are people out there that would be willing to give you that same energy. And I think that a lot of times we keep these friendships in our lives or these relationships in our lives where we're not getting the same energy back because we're afraid that there isn't going to be anybody else. Like, these are our friends we've had our whole lives, or this is the relationship you've been in for so many years. There is somebody who will reciprocate your energy, whether you believe it or not. And if you're always going to be the one giving out and never receiving anything back, then if you haven't yet, you're going to hit a point where you're going to get burnt out and you're going to have nothing left to give to yourself because you're just going above and beyond for other people all the time. And not even that, but you probably will reach a point of resentment where these friendships or relationships won't even be that enjoyable for you. And you're just, like any human would, going to build up resentment towards people that are not reciprocating the same energy that you're giving out. So just be mindful of that. that, do some reflection on your relationships in your life and set some boundaries. Like, it's good to keep friends in your life that you do enjoy in a lot of ways, but maybe you just don't need to go above and beyond for them all the time if you never see them doing the same for you. Maybe you just reel it back in a little more, give more time and energy to yourself or to the friendships and relationships that do reciprocate that energy, and take a little bit away from that relationship that's not. Okay, and then my last tip. I didn't realize how fast this episode was going, but that's okay. We can have a short one this week. So tip number 4, pay attention to who cares. Let's pause for a second. This one is kind of a unique one. I don't know, but I feel like this is something that I've really, really thought about in the past 2 years, okay? So pay attention to who cares only when things are going bad in your life and who is there to listen to the good. So think about when you're dealing with something bad. Of course, as women especially, we seek out our friendships when we're dealing with something hard. That's what makes us closer to our friends. Especially, that's also what makes us closer to our girlfriends than men are able to get to their male friends. And I researched about this. I've spoken about it before. But when men are going through something difficult, they tend to withdraw from their relationships, kind of self-isolate, whereas women tend to seek out connection and support. So it's very normal for us girls to go to our friends when we're dealing with something hard and we want to talk about something. But something that I started paying attention to a few years ago was who really seemed to get sick of hearing about something I was happy about or excited about. Who didn't seem that interested or passionate? I mean, people don't have to be as passionate about things that you're passionate about when you're telling them something. But if you're really happy about something, say you get into a really good relationship where the guy treats you really great and you're telling your friend and they seem happy, but maybe not as happy as you expected them to, given that they're your friend, or maybe they seem a little bit jealous or you hear them talking about you behind your back, something like that. But then say you and that relationship end and it's terrible and something really bad happens. And then now they're so intrigued. I feel like this is a very telling way to be able to see if people are hoping for things to go good for you or if they are more interested when things are going bad. Say you're so excited about some crazy good job that you just got and you tell one of your friends and you're I kind of wish I didn't tell them that because they didn't seem that excited about it. It was a little bit awkward. And then maybe earlier you got rejected to a job that you really wanted, but they seemed so interested then. These are things I hope that this episode isn't making anybody anxious about relationships in their lives, but I do think that it's important to protect our energy so that obviously we have the best outcomes for all of the different endeavors in our lives. And it's just important all around to protect the energy that you're surrounding yourself with. So I think that this is such a telling way to tell if somebody actually is hoping for things to go good with you, because I've had experiences where people did not seem interested when I was actually genuinely having something good going on for me. And then when something was bad, it was their ears perked up. Tell me more. And I'm well, why are you never wanting to hear when anything's going right? You know, that's a little weird. And I think that that's something that we should pay attention to. And that's a great way to be able to tell if people are genuinely supporting you. And if they're not, maybe that's somebody that you protect yourself from, or you protect what you tell them. So maybe you don't tell everything that you normally would to this person, because you might start picking up that they might not be as supportive of you as you are of them, or as you thought they were of you. So not to be super negative and pessimistic, I don't want anybody to develop fears or friendship anxieties or relationship anxieties because of this episode, but I'm just trying to make people also conscious of things that could be disrupting the energy in their lives. Same with romantic relationships. I mean, my first example could also go for romantic relationships. If you're constantly telling your boyfriend good things that are going on in your life and he doesn't want to hear it, and then you lose your job and he's oh my God, I'm so sorry. I mean, I've been in relationships where this is so unhealthy. I know. I was in one relationship really where if I was so on top of my shit and like I felt really good about myself. I was having like a really confident moment and I was acting like that. Then this person was like super cold to me and like just I had to basically be like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Constantly, because it just felt like they didn't even like me because I was like beaming with like confidence, like having a really good moment, feeling really good about myself. Then like say we got into a fight or something bad happened, something terrible where I was just like broken down and I was like crying, whatever. It was like all of a sudden all this love comes out from them. And now all of a sudden they care so much. And I'm like, oh, like this is the love that I was looking for when I was feeling really confident and really good about myself. But it wasn't there when I was feeling like that. So that is just an example of a very, very unhealthy relationship. Very glad I learned that lesson early on. But at the time, I didn't get it. All I could think about was the fact that, oh, they usually show me a lot more love than this. Like, why are they not seeing the good in me that I'm seeing in me right now when I'm feeling really good? That's because they are either threatened by your confidence, you know, especially in a romantic relationship. That's very normal for people that are insecure to feel threatened by the other person feeling really good about themselves. And they could also be like jealous. I don't know, just like somehow triggered by your confidence. I feel like that's super normal in a romantic relationship. That's an unhealthy romantic relationship. So yeah, that was a not the best moment in my life. Just a little toxic relationship flashback. But I think that the same thing can happen in friendships or even family relationships. Like just be mindful of how people are when you are doing really good. Like how much do they act like they like you or care about what's going on in your life when you're on a high, and how much they all of a sudden care when you're not. So not to end the episode on such a negative note, but it was an important one to bring up, okay? And I feel like it's also a unique one that I have recently been paying attention to, but didn't early on in my life and kind of wish that I did. So that is all that I have for this week's episode. That was a really short one, but I feel like it was a good one. It was one that we had to talk about, you know? I think it's an important topic. So I hope that you guys enjoyed. I hope we all are protecting our peace out there. And thank you so much for listening. Please follow the podcast Instagram, The 8 Pillars. Leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review if you can. It would be great. And I will see you for next week's episode.